Like this morning to turn to the 115th Psalm, Psalm 115. We will read the entire Psalm, 18 verses. Take our thoughts from one verse in particular, but begin reading with verse 1. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory, for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. Wherefore should the heathen say, Where is now their God? But our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever he hath pleased. There, speaking of the heathen, idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They, speaking of the idols, have mouths, but they speak not. As Brother Mark said this morning, they're idle. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Noses have they, but they smell not. They have hands, but they handle not. Feet have they, but they walk not. Neither speak they through their throat. They that make them, which would be the heathen, are like unto them. So is every one that trusteth in them. O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. The Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. Ye are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. The heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's, but the earth hath he given to the children of men. The dead praise not the Lord, that is, here on earth, neither any that go down into silence, but we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord. There is no evidence within this particular psalm as to the author, as to the place in which it was written, as to the time of its writing. However, we do have some idea of the circumstances under which the psalm was written, based upon the question that was asked of the heathen in verse 2, where is now their God? We find this question also in Psalm 42:10, Psalm 79:10, Joel chapter 2, verse 17, Micah chapter 7, verses 9 and 10. And each time it is asked by the enemies of God, when God's people were experiencing some sort of trouble, when they were experiencing some sort of difficulties or suffering some disruption in their life, some unrest and distress. And the question is basically, where's your God now? And so that gives us some idea of the circumstances. It appears to be, the question was always asked in a tone of ridicule, always asked in a tone of mockery and sarcasm, indicative. It's always indicative of much opposition and suffering. So that gives us these appear to be the circumstances when this psalm was written. The theme of the psalm is the greatness, the supremacy, the majesty, the awesomeness, and the goodness of God. The design of the psalm is to expose the vanity of idols and to encourage trust and confidence in the Lord, to excite the Lord's people to live their lives to the glory and praise of the Lord. The tone of the psalm is pretty much set in the first and last verse, not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. Verse 18, but we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore praise the Lord. So the tone of the psalm is one of praise, one of worship. The structure of the psalm is basically by way of contrast. There is a contrast drawn between the heathen and the people of God. And there is a very marked and pronounced contrast between our God, verse 3, and their idols, verse 4. So reading the psalm, we see that the heathen, in verse 8, they that make them, that is, they that make these idols, are like unto them. So the heathen are connected to their idols, and their life corresponds to their idols. In contrast, the people of God, in verses 9 through 11, are to anchor their lives to the Lord. That is, their lives are to correspond to the Lord. But we want to center our thoughts this morning on verse 15. Ye are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. And we are to live our lives correspondent to that fact. Ye are blessed of the Lord. Our lives are to correspond to that. Just as the heathen, the life of the heathen corresponds to their idols, our lives are to correspond to the fact that we have been blessed of the Lord. So that is our subject this morning, blessed of the Lord. First of all, we want to consider this statement that we read here in verse 15. There is a fact stated. Ye. Every one of us here can insert our name in the place of ye. Ye is the subject or the recipient of the blessing. It says, ye are. That's passive voice. That means the ye is being acted upon. Is being acted upon by an outside power. The word are is also present tense. That is, it's ongoing and it's repeated action. Ye are. It is not, though it would be true, but it's not stated, ye have been blessed of the Lord. That's true, we have been. But it's better than that. Ye are. Present tense. Ongoing. Repeated action. We are blessed. That means to be endowed. To be benefited. Ye are blessed of, it's a preposition, designating the method or the way of the blessing. Ye are blessed of the Lord. That is, He is the bestower of the blessing. Do not attribute blessings to any human being. That is robbing God. He is the bestower of the blessing. So ye are blessed of the Lord. And then it says, which of course is referring back to the Lord, the blesser, made heaven and earth. And made heaven and earth is added, I believe, to emphasize the greatness of the blessing. Creator God has and does bless us. Ye are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. The God of creation has blessed us. Now think about the God of creation. The God of creation is sovereign. The God of creation is omnipotent. The God of creation is omniscient. The God of creation is a mindful and interested God. God as creator can do as he pleases, and it has pleased him to bless us. Ye are blessed of the Lord. The word ye is not merely a general and ambiguous ye, but it is a distinct and particular ye. It's personal. That is, each one of us have been and are personally blessed of him. Right now, at this very second, God is blessing you. Notice the words, ye, speaking of us, and then notice the words, the Lord. So you have man, or we have ourselves, and we have God. Man and God. And what a disparity there is between man and God. There is no greater disparity. Man and God. Man, the corrupt and vile sinner, and God, who is holy, righteous, pure, and faultless, and perfectly good. There is man, the one who has violated, and may I say purposely violated, the law of God and has willfully rebelled against God and who is deserving of the condemnation of God. And there is God, and God hates everything contrary to his holiness, and he is a God of wrath, and he is a God of justice. Man and God. Man the offender, and God the offended. So in the context of ye and the Lord, the statement, ye are blessed of the Lord, is absolutely mind-boggling. If we know anything about man, and if we know anything about God, that statement is mind-boggling. Ye are blessed of the Lord. It's a very remarkable statement. It's truly a marvelous statement. It is an absolutely amazing statement. Ye are blessed of the Lord. That says several things about God. It says that God is loving. It says that God is gracious. It's the only way we can be blessed. It says that God is merciful. Ye are blessed of the Lord. It says that God is long-suffering. He endures much from us. It says that God is kind. Ye are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Again, the words, the Lord, which made heaven and earth, referred to the Lord as the God of creation. And this is in the context of the fact that we are blessed of him. Think of the wonders of creation. They are abundant. They are so immeasurable, so spectacular, that they are inconceivable. And the creator of the mind-boggling creation has blessed us. And he has done so abundantly. So abundantly that you and I cannot even begin to measure our blessings. First of all, because we do not always properly identify blessings. Some things that we call blessings are actually a curse. And some things we call a curse are actually a blessing. So since we don't even know many times what constitutes a blessing, it's pretty hard to count. And even if we were able to identify what constitutes a blessing at all times, they're too numerous to count. We are so marvelously blessed of God that they cannot be comprehended by us. Just as the creation of heaven and earth is so unimaginably vast, so it is with His blessings upon us. David declared with a tone of marvel in Psalm 68 and verse 19, "Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits." Oh, the vastness of the blessings of God. We want to realize that we are blessed of God in the physical realm. You are blessed of the Lord. Everyone here has been blessed by God with physical life. We read in Acts 17 and verse 25, "He giveth life to all and breath and all things." That is, all things that pertain to life. So we are blessed in the fact that God has given us life. We are blessed in the fact that God sustains that life. And oh, the immeasurable unknown blessings that there are in the simple sustaining of life. We read in verse 12 of our text, "The Lord hath been mindful of us." It's part of His blessings. "The Lord hath been mindful of us." Again, there's quite a disparity between us and the Lord. But the Lord hath been mindful of us. That conveys the idea of attentiveness. The Lord has paid attention to us. You wouldn't be here today if that weren't the case. It means that God shows an awareness of us, that He observes us. And it conveys the idea that He does these things with great thoughtfulness. The Lord hath been mindful of us. The fact that you inhale and exhale shows that the Lord hath been mindful of you. Like the word "ye," again, the word "us" is not merely general, not merely ambiguous, but it's distinct. It's particular. Again, notice verse 12. "The Lord hath been," and then let's leave that blank and go over to "of us." "The Lord hath been of us." It is absolutely innumerable what you can put after "the Lord hath been" and what you can put before "of us." The Lord hath been loving of us. The Lord hath been caring of us. The Lord hath been strengthening of us. The Lord hath been providing of us. The Lord hath been protective of us. And on you can go. You can put almost any word there. The Lord hath been mindful of us. But no matter what words you put there, Be sure of this, ye are blessed of the Lord. Ye are blessed of the Lord. God has not only given you physical life, and God has not only sustained that life, but ye are blessed of the Lord in that God endows us with the means to enjoy life. God endows us with the means to enjoy His creation. And this is true of wicked sinners. God hath blessed us with life. God hath blessed in sustaining our life. And God hath blessed us with the means to enjoy the life that He has given us. God hath ye are blessed of the Lord with sight and all the joy that sight gives us. That we do not just see in black and white, that we can see colors and the vibrancy of colors. What a blessing, what a joy that brings to our life. A blessing that we often take. Or I shouldn't say often, a blessing we always take for granted. The blessing of hearing. To hear the birds sing and to hear all types of things all around us. Oh, the blessing. To be able to hear. And the enjoyment that hearing gives us. We've been blessed with taste. Taste. Food would not be enjoyable if we did not have taste buds. And food doesn't have to be enjoyable. Food, the purpose of food is to sustain our life. But God has so blessed us that He put taste buds in our tongue, on our tongues, so that we could enjoy the taste of food. That's a blessing. That's the blessing. It's a means of enjoying life. The blessing of smell. God could make the flowers odorless, or we not have the ability to smell. Bacon frying in the morning. I mean, it doesn't get much better than that. The blessing of smell. You're blessed of the Lord. Touch. What we can touch and what we can feel. What a blessing. God has blessed us with the means by which we can enjoy life. He has blessed us and He's given us these things and the enjoyment that these things add to our lives. What a blessing. We are blessed with physical abilities. What a blessing. What a blessing to just be able to sit down, to get up, to walk. What a blessing. What a blessing to be able to move my arm. What a blessing to be able to move our fingers. These are all blessings of God. Blessings that enable us to enjoy life every day. Blessings that make life a little easier every single day. So we're blessed with physical abilities. We're blessed with mental abilities. And all of these things just simply add to the enjoyment of life. We are blessed with the ability to love. That brings enjoyment to life. To love someone adds enjoyment to your life. And God has given us the ability to love someone. And God has given someone else the ability to love us. To love and to be loved is a blessing. What a blessing. And we need to look at these things as blessings. You're blessed of the Lord in the fact that God has placed people, put people in your life. That's a blessing. It's no accident that you and I are in the same church. It's no accident that we live at the same time. It's no accident that we live in the same area. None of those are accidents. You're blessed of the Lord. We are blessed of God with material possessions that also make our life more enjoyable. I would rather drive in a car than have to walk 100 miles. That automobile makes my life easier. It makes my life a little more enjoyable. The refrigerator, the stove, the microwave, on and on we can go. Material possessions bring joy to our lives. It's not that we're to get caught up in those material possessions. But let's face it, material possessions do add some joy to our lives, and material possessions do make our lives a little bit easier at times. They're blessings. They can be a curse if misused. But God gives us these things as blessings. You're blessed of the Lord with activities that bring enjoyment to life. It's good to enjoy life. I enjoy being alive. I'm going to enjoy better being alive in heaven. But I enjoy being alive. I enjoy doing things that bring us some joy. And God allows us to do those things. Again, all of these things can be misused. We understand that. But that's not our subject. We're viewing these things as blessings. So read it over and over and over and over again, and may it saturate our minds. You're blessed of the Lord. You're blessed of the Lord. I mean, just you look at a little baby and that baby smiles and all the joy it gives you. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. We could go on all day. We're blessed in the spiritual realm. You and I that are saved, you're blessed of the Lord with spiritual life. We read those beyond amazing words in Titus 3, verse 5. He saved us. Nothing is more wonderful. Nothing is more marvelous. Nothing is more miraculous. Nothing is more thrilling. Nothing is more exciting than those words. He saved us. You are blessed of the Lord with salvation. You and I that are saved, we came into this world. We had the ability, because of the way God created us, we could enjoy life. But we came into this world estranged from God, without God, without Christ, living our lives under the dominion of Satan, in the realm and under the power of darkness. And we were the lovers of darkness. We were deceived. We were ignorant of God, blind to the beauties of God, hardened in heart toward God, at enmity with God, sinners, criminals against God, striving against God, even when we didn't realize it, living in absolute defiance of God, rejecting and resisting the Lord. We are unrighteous. We are ungodly. We were spiritually bankrupt, lost, fleeing from God, just trying to stay out of God's way. I'm glad I couldn't stay out of God's way. There we were, helplessly trapped under the weight of sin, sinking deeper and deeper into the destruction and the loss and the misery that results from sin. Stuck in the contamination of sin, securely held by the chains and shackles of sin, so much so that we could not possibly escape. Our minds, our wills, our affections, and our entire being was so enmeshed in the power of sin that we did not understand our desperate need. And that we could not please God, and we could not and would not come to God. We were thoroughly guilty before God, under the just condemnation of God. And what we mean by that is we deserve the condemnation of God. Why? Because of who we were. With absolutely no merit to plead, heading for and deserving of eternal destruction. We, like everyone, were in a desperate situation. But we read here in verse 15 of our text, "Ye are blessed of the Lord." We that are saved, we are blessed of God. Because, you see, God came and He broke the holding and binding power of sin. Had He not done so, we'd still be there. We are blessed. He not only broke the holding and binding power of sin, but He raised us up from a spiritual grave. He not only raised us up, He brought us out. He brought us out from under the terrible and crushing weight of sin and death. He brought us out of the depths of unrighteousness and wickedness. He brought us out of the depths of darkness and enmity, in spiritual bankruptcy and condemnation. He brought us out of the depths of filth and vileness and wretchedness. God did this. We didn't bring ourselves out. And He delivered us and freed us from the destruction of sin, from the curse of the law, from the hand of divine judgment. Ye are blessed of the Lord. And now we have passed from death unto life. We have been born from above and made anew. Ye are blessed of the Lord. Though we continue to sin, we have been declared not guilty in the high court of heaven, which is the highest court there is, reconciled to God, accepted in Jesus Christ by God. Ye are blessed of the Lord, redeemed from the curse of the law, delivered from the power of darkness and from the wrath to come, made a child of God. Ye are blessed of the Lord. I am a son of God That means I've been blessed of the Lord. There are the sons and there are the daughters of God. And each and every one has been blessed of God in a special, special way. We are heirs of God. The extent of that is that we are joint heirs with Christ. That is, we share with Christ. Joint heirs. We have obtained an inheritance. An eternal inheritance. We are rich beyond measure. You are blessed of the Lord. We are in Christ. We are a partaker of Christ. We have been made complete in Christ. We have been clothed in His righteousness. And we have peace with God. We are citizens of heaven. You are blessed of the Lord. We have sufficiency spiritually in all things. We have grace in abundant supply. We have access to God. The fact that we can talk to God, the fact that we can enter into His presence, you are blessed. You are blessed of the Lord. We have a great high priest. We have an unfailing intercessor who's always pleading on our behalf. We have an advocate in heaven. We have a sovereign God who is working all things for our good, after the counsel of His own will. All of our needs are supplied in Christ. God has granted us a degree of faith. What a blessing. I feel sorry for people who are without God in their lives, who have no faith, no God to look to. We live that way, but we've been blessed. And now we can look to Him. We are His workmanship. We are kept by the power of God. And we are preserved in Christ Jesus. Make no mistake about it. You're blessed of the Lord. How sad it is how so many times we look at life in the wrong lens. And then God blesses us anyway. How wonderful that is. Though we live in a world that is sinful and wicked, twisted, and corrupt, and vile, and depraved, you're blessed of the Lord in that we have the gracious presence and sufficiency of God. Life consists of hard times. Life consists of difficulties. Life consists of afflictions. You're not going to get through life without facing some of those things. But you see, we're blessed. And the fact that though we go through the fire, He goes with us. The fact that we might be cast into the furnace, He's there waiting for us. We're blessed. We're blessed of God. And though we live in a world that is spiritually parched, We are blessed of the Lord in that God has left us His Word to feed upon. To feed upon. I try every morning. I don't always succeed, but I try every morning when I open this book to thank you, God, for even giving me the privilege to open your Word. To open just the blessing of having the Word of God. The blessing of having eyes to be able to see the words. The blessing of having been taught to read. The blessing of God giving us the ability to understand His Word. People in the world, they read this book, they get nothing. But we've been blessed of the Lord. We've been blessed of the Lord that God has given us a spiritual mind to comprehend His blessed Word. And again, though we live in a world of wickedness and ungodliness, we are blessed of the Lord in the fact that we can have fellowship with God. I'm speaking to the saved, we that have been blessed spiritually. What a blessing. What a blessing that God speaks and we can respond. What a blessing that we can be driving our car, or walking down the street, or sitting in our living room, whatever. And God whispers in our ear and we feel His presence and we're able to talk with God and enjoy God. What a blessing. Not everybody has that blessing. You're blessed of the Lord. And though we live in a world where we will experience a variety of needs, a variety of burdens, and many times those needs and those burdens, they are sent to us from God as a blessing to get our hearts and minds off of this cursed world and on God. That's a blessing. If God sends something into your life, I don't care how terrible it may seem, but it causes you to lift up your head to God or causes you to drop down to your knees, that is a blessing from God. Amen. It's a shame that sometimes those things have to come into our lives that get us to do those things, but that's a blessing of God. There are distractions, there are difficulties, there are sorrows, there are heartaches, there are trials, there are tribulations. We are blessed of the Lord in the fact that we are more than conquerors through Him that love us. We are so blessed of God that we don't have to be controlled by the circumstances of life. You're blessed of the Lord. The world and many of God's people confuse that. If you rise above a what appears to be an adverse circumstance, what appears to be a bad circumstance, and you rise above it and you're not living hanging your head down, even God's people say, well, they just don't care. Or they don't understand. No, my friend, it's you that don't understand. You don't understand God. We are blessed of God when we can rise above a circumstance and live life enjoying the Lord. You're blessed of the Lord in that we have a building of God eternal in the heavens. We're blessed that we have physical homes to go to this afternoon after this service. But we are even more blessed in the fact that we have a building of God that is eternal in the heavens. It's prepared for us. It's reserved for us in glory. That's a blessing. We have a glorious future. Oh, I look at the future of the United States of America and I can get depressed. But if I think about my future, a future in glory, that's a blessing. What a blessing. We have a glorious future. We're on our way to being forever with the Lord. You're blessed. You're blessed of the Lord. Has it sunk in? You're blessed of the Lord. Read that verse every single day. Has God personally speaking to you? Read it, read it, read it until it sinks in. You're blessed of the Lord. When you're going through sorrow, when you're going through heartache, when you're going through trial, open up to Psalm 115, verse 15, and hear God say, you're blessed of the Lord. Oh, it needs to sink in. You're blessed of the Lord. So we are to live life in the reality and the awareness of this fact. You're blessed of the Lord. Oh, how we need to view life correctly. It always amazes me that you can get a group of people see the exact same thing and yet not see the exact same thing. And you can almost guess, once you get to know individuals, how they're going to view that situation. And it's sad. Sometimes, how we view life. Oh, how we need to view life correctly. And in so doing, we would say with Samuel in 1 Samuel 7 and verse 12, hitherto hath the Lord helped us. You know, everywhere I go, everywhere you go in life, wherever that might be, whatever might be going on, we can stop and we can say, hitherto, the Lord has helped me. And that gives me courage, that gives me assurance that He's going to continue to do so. Hitherto, the Lord hath helped us. And again with the psalmist David in Psalm 68:19, the Lord daily loadeth us. He loads us down. He loads us down with benefits. And these benefits are not benefits that will be a burden to you. Psalm 124, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side. And no matter where we go in our life, no matter what comes to us in this life, we can all say, had it not been for the Lord, had it not been for the Lord, wouldn't be here. Ye are blessed of the Lord. We need to live in the awareness of that fact. Blessed with the Lord, blessed of God. One of the first things that will do will fill us with humility. Remember who we are. Remember who He is. You're blessed of the Lord. Undeserving of a single good thing from God. That's hard for people to understand today, because today nothing's your fault and you're deserving of whatever you want. But that's a lie of the devil. We're undeserving of a single good thing of God. So the fact that we're blessed of the Lord ought to humble us. To live in the awareness of ye are blessed of the Lord would cause us to think to thank. We would just be thankful people if we lived in the awareness of ye are blessed of the Lord. May we never forget to thank God. May we always think to thank the Lord. To live in the awareness of ye are blessed of the Lord would cause us to be content with God's dealing in our lives. It would cause us to trust Him, and that's why in verses 9 through 11, we see three times that we are called to trust in the Lord. To live in the awareness of ye are blessed of the Lord will fill us with greater assurance. Notice verse 12. The Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. Verse 13, He will bless. Verse 14, He shall. Oh, when we live in the awareness of the blessing of God, we have assurance. We have assurance of the Lord. You are blessed of the Lord, living in the awareness of that fact. Gives us a different view of life. Gives us a different view of life. Gives us a different purpose in life. Verse 1, not unto us, O Lord. And then it's repeated, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory. For thy mercy, for thy truth's sake. When we live in the awareness of the fact that we are blessed of God, these words absorb us. Not unto us. Not unto us. That is, we come to the realization that life's not about us, it's about Him. He's the one that's blessed us. It gives us an entirely different view of life. To live in the awareness of you're blessed of the Lord gives us a resolve to praise Him. We see that in verse 18. But we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord. You know, we've all been there. You do something for somebody. You give something to somebody. Perhaps you do it continually and they never acknowledge, and you begin to think, well, why am I even doing this? I'm so glad God doesn't think that way. Because every day I receive His blessings and do not acknowledge His blessings. Every day. Every moment of every day. Because I'm not even aware of many of His blessings. But verse 18 tells us basically we're to celebrate God. I mean, that's something to celebrate, ye are blessed of the Lord. Amen. Our lives ought to be a celebration of God. We ought to exalt Him. We ought to honor Him. We ought to bow to Him. We ought to sing to Him and live for Him. Ye are blessed of the Lord. May those words grip our heart. I'm telling you, it'll make a difference in our lives. And we need to pray for God's help to do this, because we can't do it on our own. But it would improve our lives. It would improve the way we view things. It would improve everything about our life if we could just wake up every morning with the first thought of our minds, I'm blessed of God today. I'm blessed of the Lord. And oh, that we would go through the circumstances of the day, whatever they might be, with the realization, I am blessed. I am blessed of the Lord. So many are controlled by their circumstances. If things don't go the way they would have liked, they're pouting for the next 2-3 weeks. Then all of a sudden, circumstance change, something makes them happy, and now they're just joyful. And then about 10 minutes later, they're what a sad way to live life. But to realize that when circumstance, there are going to be adverse circumstances. Things aren't going to be like you want them to be, and that's a blessing of God. If things were like you and I want them to be, you want to talk about a mess? Or how we think they should be? You ought to be thankful. Sometimes we get all gloomy because we prayed and prayed and prayed and God didn't give us something. You better realize that's a blessing. Because God knows you'd ruined your life with it. You're blessed of the Lord. So may we get up in the morning thinking that. May we walk through the day. You are blessed of the Lord. And then may we lay down in the evening and just lay there and think, I'm blessed of God. I'm blessed of the Lord. And that is true of every single one of us here today. Even if you're here and unsaved, you've been blessed with physical life. You've been blessed with the sustenance of that life. And God has, because of the way He has created us, we have the ability to have some enjoyment in life. You're blessed. But if you leave this life without God, your blessings end. They're done. But we're blessed beyond this life. We leave this life with Christ. And you want to talk about blessings. The day we step into glory. What a blessing. To see His face. And to fall down at His knees. Or to fall down upon our knees at His feet. And to exalt Him and to praise Him. That ought to be the pattern of our life now. But may we read Psalm 115:15 over and over and over again. You're blessed. You're blessed of the Lord. And take that ye to be personal. Put your name there. Put your name there. You're blessed of the Lord. Brother Larry, if you'd come and lead us in verse song.